Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Welcome to the all-new True Crime Never Sleeps podcast with your host, Larry Leese. Join us every week this season as we dive into the life and crimes of serial killers, from the butcher baker Robert Hansen to the Golden State Killer Joseph DeAngelo.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to another episode of True Crime Never Sleeps. Crime and criminal psychology are of great interest to people. Someone who has had a good knowledge in criminal psychology would most of the time be interested in crime as a subject matter of study. But today we are going to hear about a serial killer who did his studies in criminal psychology. BTK, the famous serial killer. And today we are going to discuss the life of Dennis Rader, who lived on the outside, hiding his dark secret, which he was so desperate to reveal by dropping breadcrumbs to the media. He was not a little guy who was an easy job for the police. He eluded police for 31 years and was finally caught in 2005. This is his story, and wondering what BTK is, it stands for bind them, torture them, and kill them. Rader was born on March 9, 1945, in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and grew up in Wichita. He was the oldest of four sons. He enjoyed a seemingly normal childhood, reportedly masking such disturbing behavior as hanging stray animals. Rader dropped out of college and joined the U.S. Air Force in the mid-1960s. After returning to Wichita, he married his wife Paula in 1971 and worked for an outdoor supply company for about a year. In 1974, he began a lengthy stint as an employee of ADT Security Services. And to really hammer in the family image, he was also serving as a president of the Christ Lutheran Church Council and a Cub Scout leader. But that picture-perfect facade may have been the exact image he wanted to relay as he covered up some of the most gruesome murders in American history. The possible reason can be, as a child, he had developed violent sexual fantasies that included bondage after killing animals. And on January 15, 1974, he turned to his first murder spree, killing the parents and two kids of the Taro family, and then following up by murdering Catherine Bright in April that year. He had known both Bright and Otero mother from his time working at Coleman Company. In a cruel twist of timing, it was 4 years later that Rader graduated from Wichita State University, studying what else? Criminal justice. And it was that kind of double life that led to his carefully orchestrated crime spree, which lasted from 1974 to 1991. In all facets of his public-facing life, Dennis Rader appeared to be just a regular guy. Now, on the afternoon of January 15, 1974, 15-year-old Charlie Otero and two of his siblings came home from school to find a horrific scene. Their parents, 38-year-old Joseph and 33-year-old Julie, and their two youngest siblings, 9-year-old Joseph Jr. and 11-year-old Josephine, had been brutally murdered in their Wichita home. The murders shook the small Kansas community, but the killer wasn't immediately found. Rader struck again a few months later. On April 4th, 1974, he waited in the apartment of a young woman named Catherine Bright before stabbing and strangling her when she returned home. Rader also twice shot her brother, Kevin, although he survived. Kevin later described Rader as an average-sized guy, bushy mustache, psychotic eyes, according to a Time magazine article. In October 1974, Rader placed a letter in a public library book in which he took responsibility for killing the Oteros. The letter ended up with a local newspaper, and the poorly written note gave authorities some idea of who they were dealing with. Rader wrote, quote, "It's hard to control myself. You probably call me psychotic with sexual perversions. Hang up." He warned that he would strike again, noting, quote, "The code words for me will be bind them, torture them, kill them, BTK. The initial struck and the murderer came to be known by variations of the BTK killer moniker, simply BTK. Rader's next known crimes occurred in 1977, March of that year. He tied up and strangled Shirley Vine after locking her children in the bathroom. In December, he strangled Nancy Fox in her home and then called the police to report the homicide. Shortly afterward, in January 1978, Rader sent a poem to a local newspaper about the killing. Several weeks later, he sent a letter to a local television station stating that he was responsible for killing Vine, Fox, and another unknown victim. He also made allusions to several other notorious killers, including Ted Bundy and David Berkowitz, also known as the Son of Sam. Despite his cat-and-mouse games with authorities, Rader was able to keep the lid on his secret, murderous life. Reportedly an attentive husband, he and his wife had a son in 1975 and a daughter in 1978. The next year, Rader graduated from Wichita State University with a degree in administration of justice. Still, he continued to taunt authorities and appeared to be poised to strike again. Adding to the horror of Rader's murders was his constant toying with authorities, starting with that note left in a library book. Wichita Eagle newspaper employee Don Granger received a phone call in 1974, revealing that the letter was stashed in one of the books. Granger immediately let officials know and the police found it, yet the contents of the letter weren't revealed until a new weekly newspaper, the Wichita Sun, which had only launched a few months before that, got their hands on the letter. A portion of the letter said, quote, "I can't stop it, so the monster goes on and hurts me as well as society. It's a big, complicated game. My friend, the monster play, putting victims' numbers down, follow them, checking up on them, waiting in the dark, waiting, waiting," close quote. About 4 years later, on January 31st, 1978, the Wichita Eagle received another note, this time in the form of a poem, starting with the words, quote, Shirley Locks, quote, on an index card about the murder of Shirley Vian, killed the previous March. Around the same time, the Eagle got another letter about the Turo murders, and the TV station, KAKE, got a letter referring to the killings of Fox and Vian, slain in December of 1977, as well as another unnamed victim. He reportedly drew pleasure from the media coverage, even expressing in one of his letters, "How many people do I have to kill before I get a name in the paper or some national attention?" In April 1979, Rader waited in an elderly woman's home, but left before she returned. He sent her a letter to let her know that BTK had been there. In an effort to catch him, the authorities released the 1977 recording of his phone call to police, hoping that someone might recognize the voice. After several years without a known crime, Rader killed his neighbor, Maureen Hedge, on April 27, 1985. Her body was found days later on the side of the road. The following year, he killed Vicki Wergel in her home. His final known victim, Dolores Davis, was taken from her home on January 19, 1991. And it was around the time of the 30th anniversary of the Turo family murders that Rader started to drop hints once again. With many news stories marking the 30th anniversary of the Turo murders, BTK resurfaced in 2004. Rader sent local media outlets and authorities several letters filled with items related to his crimes, including pictures, a word puzzle, and an outline for the BTK story. He also left packages with clues, including a computer disc, that ultimately led authorities to Rader's church. Investigators also noticed his Jeep on security tapes of some of the package drop-off areas, and cemented their case by obtaining a DNA sample from Rader's daughter. Rader was arrested on February 25th, 2005, and later charged with 10 counts of first-degree murder. His neighbors and fellow church members were stunned by the news, unable to believe that the man they knew was the serial killer that had haunted the area for so long. Rader pleaded guilty to all the crimes on June 27, 2005. As part of his plea, he gave the horrifying details of his crime in court. Many observers noted that he described the gruesome events without any sign of remorse or emotion. Because he committed his crime.
If you enjoy the true crime stories featured on this podcast, please consider supporting us by buying us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. Your support helps us grow the show. Thank you for being a listener and supporter of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast.
Crimes before the state's 94 reinstatement of the death penalty, Rader was sent to El Dorado Correctional Facility to serve his 10 life sentences. Would be interesting to know how the police cracked the case. The whole process was something not less than a great effort. Rader thought he had some sort of understanding with Wichita, Kansas Police Lieutenant Ken, head of the multi-agency task force that was trying to catch him. In the weeks before his arrest, Rader had asked police whether he could communicate.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant, Sweet Tango Apples, guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples, too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.